Marketers, are you ready to make an impact with audio advertising? People are hungry for authentic connections in a world buzzing all around us. How do you cut through the noise and truly reach your audience? Visit stateofaudio.com to see Odyssey State of Audio, the Trends Report. Uncover the secrets to high-impact creative. Learn how AI is revolutionizing the industry. And get ahead of the curve on measurement and audience trends. Don't just stay in the game. Win it. Visit stateofaudio.com and download your free copy.
Well, another one bites the dust, ladies and gentlemen. It wasn't long ago that we heard that, well, Jim Acosta, just a horrible individual, horrible human being, anti-Trumper, not a journalist at all, covered up for Joe Biden, covered up for Biden's mental decline, covered up for everything that the Democrats have ever done. CNN decided, since their ratings and his ratings were so low and he was so wildly unpopular, that they were going to put Jim Acosta over on the midnight slot, which, if you know anything about cable news, the midnight slot is basically being exiled to Siberia. That's where they send you when you've still got a contract, but nobody's watching. Well, that's what happened to Jim Acosta. So Jim Acosta came out and he said, you know what? I quit. I'm done with this. I'm going to go on to do my own thing. So now he's over on Substack. Whatever. Fine. Nobody's going to care that Jim Acosta's over on Substack. Well, another one has bit the dust, ladies and gentlemen. Chuck Todd has left NBC News. Let's take just a little bit of a walk down memory lane with old Chuck Todd.
Instead of Roger Stone and WikiLeaks, it's Rudy Giuliani and some computer guy in Delaware. So this didn't work. So he'll try another planted story or another, you know, Russian, use some other, you know, discredited Russian propaganda. And for those of you spreading misinformation, shame on you. Shame on you.
Yeah.
I don't know how some of you sleep at night.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you're not going to sleep at night because you are now unemployed, Chuck Todd. So he was there talking about Russian disinformation and Trump using Russian disinformation. And then the next breath, he's like, you're spreading misinformation. I don't have a problem with seeing these, but they're all, the rats are leaving. The rats are leaving. And it's glorious to watch. Let's talk to Jim in Rock Hill. Jim, what do you think about Ralph Norman running for Senate?
I really like the idea, but I did want to make a correction on the previous caller. Ralph, he comes from a long line of money from his relatives, so he's not really a self-made man. I just want to make that correction.
Well, I don't know. I don't know anything about Ralph's family or anything like that, but I do think he would be a pretty darn good senator. I mean, he would be an upgrade from what we have now, right?
Yes, sir. I agree.
Yeah, 100%. So, Jim, I appreciate you calling in. Again, I don't know anything about Ralph Norman's family or money or anything like that. I just know he's been a great representative for the state of South Carolina and the people of the upstate.